Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. My guest today is Joel Comm. Joel is the author of 12 books and a New York Times best-selling author. He is a professional speaker, a futurist, and an influencer around the world. With more than 20 years of doing business online, Joel has found success in online marketing, blogging, podcasting, video creation, social media, software development, and mobile applications. He is a sought-after speaker who inspires and entertains his audiences, then arms them with strategic tools to create highly effective new media campaigns. All right, Joel, man, it's good to see you and meet you for the first time in Denver. You just showed me the beautiful mountains, and I tell you, I'm envious. I got a few trees in humidity here in Alabama, but thanks for being with us today, Joel.
Absolutely. Happy to be here and looking forward to sharing some stories.
Yeah, well, thanks. You know, I always ask my guests to share one thing they're thankful for or grateful for in their life right now before they tell their story. So what's on your mind about that?
You know, I'm just grateful that I've had so much opportunity in my life. You know, the people around me are super creative and kind and thoughtful. The family that I grew up in, I'm, you know, very fortunate that, you know, they provided for me and provided opportunity. And I'm really grateful for the internet, because without it, I don't know what my business would have been.
Yeah, I am too. This put a gun to my head and made me learn to use the internet.
We're doing this interview here in June. Next month, July, will mark my 25th year of doing business online. It was in July of 1995 that I launched my first website. And that's mind blowing to me to think the journey and the weaving, you know, path that that technology has taken me on, and where it's brought me now, and what I'm into now, and who knows where it's going next.
Thanks for that little background. And of course, we'll have all that info for everybody to check up with you later. And thanks for that. So tell us about that small time leader, that person did something that changed who you are today.
Well, you know, when I was a younger man, I went to school at University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, and didn't really learn much there. Learned how to be a college student, and that means, you know, party a lot and skip class, and somehow I got through it all. So after college, I really didn't have a whole lot of direction, and my girlfriend at the time had bought me a gift to go see Zig Ziglar at his Born to Win conference. This was in Dallas, Texas in 1989. Wow. And I had never been to motivational or inspirational business seminar before. This is the first time. And so I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting. I remember it was $500 for, I think it was a 3-day event back then, to go spend 3 days with Zig. And I picked up his books, See You at the Top. And because I had gotten into direct sales, I picked up Secrets of Closing the Sale. Anyway, this event was just so transformational for me. You know, between the books and the event, I learned so much about, you get what you want when you help enough other people get what they want. Wow. You know, that was one of Zig's sayings. And that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And it just really changed me at the core. I was like, this life, you know, if I want to get out of this life, I need to put in, you know, to others and make sure that I'm bringing value to them. And that's been something that, you know, I've attempted sometimes in a very flawed way to make my own motto. to do good stuff, as it were, and make an impact on the world, and trust the process that when I do put that out there, good will come back, usually in ways that I don't even expect or imagine.
Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. Wow, what a powerful story. So how's that play out in your business these days?
Well, I think it's played out in, you know, everything that I've tried to do. You know, Zig also taught me a lot about faith. I'm not a religious person, but I do believe. And he didn't separate his faith from his business, right? People try to compartmentalize. I don't know how you do that. There's no logic to that, to believing in a philosophy for life and that not impacting, you know, your business, because it impacts who you are. And so Zig did a really good job of being holistic with that. And I think that helped me to be holistic with my faith as well. You know, we're all just pilgrims on this journey, figuring things out. And I don't pretend to know it all by any stretch. And the older I get, sometimes I think the less I actually know, because you realize there's even more to know. Right. So as a percentage of what the knowledge that's out there, boy, none of us really know squat, you know?
Yeah, sometimes I think they're called to teach best what we most need to learn. Mm-hmm. Kind of comes up with me. So
let me give you a closed loop on this story about Zig, though, because he so dramatically impacted my life. You know, when I was in direct sales, I was selling. First, I sold emergency response units. You know, the commercials with the iPhone and I can't get up, lady. I was selling those things with the little buttons you put around the neck in case of emergency. And I was visiting some of the poorest parts of South Dallas and in East Texas and visiting with, you know, people that were seriously ill and needed something in case of emergency. This is before we had iPhones, you know, and I would listen to his tapes whenever I drove, you know, somewhere in my truck. To go see somebody, I was listening to the See You at the Top tapes or the Secrets of Closing the Sale tapes and learn more from him than I did from any of the sales materials that, you know, this company would give us. And then that led into selling Encyclopedia Britannicas, you know, using some of these same methods. Oh. But to close the loop, in 2010, I was invited to speak at Kerry Wilkerson's Boss event in Dallas, Texas. And a dream came true because also on the stage of that event was Zig Ziglar. He was with his son, Tom, and his daughter, Julie, because at that point, you know, he was slipping mentally. But boy, when they wound him up and let him go and what he had to say, you know, he didn't miss a beat of the message that he wanted to share. And, you know, sharing the stage with him after all those years of having learned from him and getting to sit down with him afterwards for a brief conversation and telling him personally what he meant to me. And I know I'm just one of thousands of people, thousands and thousands that probably told him the same thing. And, you know, maybe it got old for him, maybe it didn't, but he was so kind. And I gave him one of my ka-ching buttons that I manufactured and, you know, kind of dedicated it to him. And yeah, and you know, he's passed since then, right. But I, you know, became friends with his son, Tom, and Tom is carrying on the legacy and the tradition of the Ziglar Corp. And I'm really happy to see that.
Well, me too. It's so good to talk with Tom and see what he's doing. And for you to share what you picked up from one of the most influential men in my life as well. I mean, I have his books over here and it's just amazing. And you had a chance to really see that play out in your life. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we'll talk with you on Thursday to hear your story about your next small-time leader. Thank you, Joel. thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.